This episode of the Friday Fix is brought to you by the MooseJaw.com coupon code Sigler. Hey, Kovacs, did you know MooseJaw has a big old sale going this January?
Oh?
Yes. Up to 50% off a bunch of wintery stuff.
Ooh, you know what it is.
It's winter.
It is.
And not only is it winter, you could gear up for next winter if you go to ScottSigler.com/MooseJaw. And you click through that link and find their sale on wintery stuff.
Sweet.
It is sweet. And when you're there, you click through, use the code Sigler, that's S-I-G-L-E-R, on camping stuff, boots, shoes, snowshoes, which is a kind of shoe, tents, hiking supplies, all kinds, ski, skate, snow, surf, all of that good stuff that might be on sale for the winter, although probably not surf so much for a winter sale.
Here in San Diego, lots of surf.
It's super, yes, and it is cold here and it is winter, so possibly even winter stuff. So go to scottsigler.com/moosejaw, click through the banner to get to the 50% off, up to 50% off sale, and remember, when you find that stuff, the code Sigler is an extra 10% off the already low sale price. Even the dogs approve of it. And now, on with our Friday Fix.
Welcome to the Friday Fix, where we give you news and interviews from the world of Siglerism. That extra hit to string you out until Sunday story. And now, here's your host, Empty Set Entertainment's director of doom, a real girl herself, A. Kovacs.
Hey, junkies, this is A Real Girl, herself, the director of Doom. My name is A. Kovacs, and I'm here with Scott Sigler. Hello, Scott Sigler.
I'm Scott Sigler myself. How are you?
I'm good. We are at the Lair of Doom, as we often are when we record the Friday Fixes, now that we live in the same town.
Yeah, this is a pretty pimp Friday Fix. What is this?
This is Liz Gaston's recipe for cranberry cobbler.
This is good stuff.
Yeah, you're going to have to be super careful about clinking the fork on the plate. I'll do the same.
I will.
We also have both dogs in the Lair of Doom today, so we may hear them squeaking or growling or fuss budgeting.
We have Reese, the dog of Doom, and Stella, the pot roast.
The pot roast of Doom.
They're little dogs, and they make a lot of noise. So if you hear random gremlin-y type sounds out there, that is not Stripe the Bad Gremlin. I have not fed him after midnight, nor have I gotten him wet. It is those two dogs running around, jumping on each other. It's quite fun.
Yes. So we are here.
What are we doing today?
To do the Empty Set Entertainment 2015 Year in Review.
We're done with the year already?
Well, today is the 30th. This will run on Friday the 1st. Oh. So it'll be 2016 when we run it.
Yeah, I've been in the word mines doing the wordsmithing.
You sure have.
Not seeing the sun since I don't know when. Mm-hmm. And digging away at the word coal to pull out words. I'm sure if I found my buddy Sam Sykes, he would have some good phrases for this. But
what did you say just a moment ago in the kitchen when we were getting a cobbler?
You asked me to make notes. You'd already made your notes for this podcast to cover what we did in 2015. And you said, why don't you make some notes for 2015? I said, I didn't do anything in 2015.
Right.
I don't remember doing anything at all. So why would I make notes?
To be fair, I normally lead us through the year in review, so you didn't have a lot to do, but you have been wordsmithing quite a lot, and that kind of leaves you a little brain dead at the end of the day, for sure.
I've been in the word trenches, in the word fight, word war 2.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
We are also having Mexican hot chocolate and cranberry cobbler, and we might be a couple of little, might hear a couple of little forks or whatever on the plate, but we're being very careful.
We're working on it. All right, here we go.
So, it's been a very, very big year. I will talk sort of about the things that we did in 2015 and the sort of steady state things like how far you've traveled. So kind of think about that, because I'm going to ask you at the end of the podcast how long you think you traveled, how far you think you traveled.
Because we do this every year. It's one of our efforts. The junkies seem to like this a lot, to recap all the things we've accomplished in a year, because we're a hard-working little shop here, I think. Although you're going to tell me what I did this year, which I don't remember, which is why we're a good partnership.
Yeah, yeah. So it started, I will say there was a ton of writing, a ton of recording that happened. Some of the recording we did, some of the recording we outsourced, Alive was outsourced to Emma Galvin, or Emma and Adrian Galvin. Mm-hmm. Emma Galvin was the narrator, but... The year started a little bit slow. We just went, the only travel that you did was you went in January. We went on a trip to LA for networking and meeting and greeting. And we have a couple of ongoing projects with ongoing producers we've talked a ton about. There's something for Infected. There's something for Nocturnal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We drove up there.
Okay.
It was actually one of the first trips that we made up to LA where I didn't have to drive up, go to LAX, pick you up at LAX from flying from from San Francisco, right. Which is super nice.
Because now we're in San Diego. I'm in San Diego, and we're both in San Diego. We just drive on up.
Right, and we get to use the HOV lane, which I didn't get to do before. So that's super
helpful.
Nice.
That's helpful.
You were writing, I want to say at the time, probably not alive anymore, but you might have been doing, just like you'll be doing in this coming January, you'll be doing page edits and galley edits for a light. You were doing that for Alive.
Right. Okay. So that is, and just so in case you guys are curious, still nothing happening with nothing happening with the Infected series, nothing happening with the Nocturnal series. We're working on it, but we have no leads or developments at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly where everything came in writing-wise this year, but you did do a ton of stuff. So I want to say in February you were definitely working on Alive, yep. But you were also working on a story that's not yet out for David Brin, who's put together an anthology, which is, I forget what it's called, but it's sort of privacy, futuristic privacy-related. It's very cool. Mm-hmm. Teeth grittingly kind of, it's a different kind of horror for you.
It's emotional is what it is.
Right. And it's kind of, I mean, it's horrific in a way, in the horror writer way, but just not the way that we're used to monster-y horror from you. So that's exciting. That should come out in this next year. And then in March, we had a super busy March. We went up to LA to do your new author photo shoot.
Yes, we did.
Which is super fun. There's a video if you go to sometime in March to the website and look back at March. There's a, or maybe I'll link to it in the show notes.
Link to the show notes. Perfect.
There's a fun video of it.
That was really fun. We got to take the Dog of Doom up. Mm-hmm. And the Dog of Doom was part of the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
There's tiny dog fighting.
There's a lot of tiny dog fighting, yeah.
Yes. Slow motion tiny dog fighting in the video. You have to watch it. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So, and then at the very end of the month, we went back up to LA to work with Mallory O'Meara and Jack Bennett on the Alive trailer.
We did do that last
I know, you
year,
can't even
we?
Remember that you did it. You're like, what? I did that? But yeah, do you remember? That was a fun, busy week.
Fun, that's it. Fun, busy week. Those guys were great. And we had them in for a podcast here to talk about the trailer.
Right.
Even.
I'll also link to that.
Okay. Yes. Mallory was the producer and Jack was the director. We won't get into that right now because we did a whole podcast on it, but it was a lot of work. There was a lot of work and part of the amorphous nature of the entertainment business. There's no correct way to do anything. So you bring a lot of creative people together and sometimes it's hard to figure out what course you are charting. So
but one of the great things about that experience is it helped us learn about us and about you and we sort of learned this a little bit with the co-writing of the GFL novellas. There are some things that you're happy to kind of like, yep, don't care how that happens as long as it happens. Mm-hmm. And there are some things that you're unable to do that with because you are the creator, you're the IP creator. And that actually sort of helped us take a look at what we wanted versus what we could have, which is, I think, something that Mallory and Jack know more about than we do, but every filmmaker probably does because you write alone, but a filmmaker cannot make a movie by himself.
Right.
And so that was an interesting lesson, but I think it will serve us well as we continue to grow. And I think that the end result and the trailer was beautiful and super helpful, and you can see that on YouTube.
And a lot of that is, we've been talking about moving forward in 2016, is how do I get more time in the word mines on the word trenches? And to do that, which we started in 2015, we're going to let, or maybe 2014 even, letting some other people narrate the books and edit the books. It's been a gradual process. Mm-hmm. But things like the trailers and some TV opportunities we have, learning to take a step back and let other people do their thing so that I'm focused more on making stuff.
You know, and it's interesting because back when we first started working together, I'd be like, right, I don't understand. Just do it. We're paying people for this. Or, you know, and they were much littler things. They weren't like a whole trailer or something. But especially the novellas and stuff, like, I don't understand. You gave them an outline. Mm-hmm. Just go. And you're like, yeah, cannot do it. And I now understand more fully why and how that works. And I think you understand. Like, so we've sort of come, you understand. Yeah, we can't do any more novellas. After we're done with the ones that are written and the ones that are contracted, we won't do that again because that's not a universe we want you to walk away from as fully as you would need to make that beneficial for us.
Right, right.
And it's, you know, like, it's fantastic in a million ways. Like, The Reporter, which is currently podcasting, has Wycor the Aware in it. And Wycor the Aware is a creation of Mer Lafferty, mm-hmm. who is a GFL fan, has read everything, and created a very a character that then from her creation for this novella went in further into the series.
Yep.
So it's certainly worth it, in a lot of ways. It's just it was an interesting lesson and is an interesting thing to find out about ourselves that, like, in some ways not worth the heartache that we have to go through.
Yeah, and I've said in previous podcasts, I've turned out to be kind of a control freak, or thought I was a control freak, and it's sort of that and it's sort of not. There's one cook in the kitchen with understanding the vision of where the GFL is heading toward, and it's hard to share all that. You don't even know how much information you have in your head until you start to write it, or until you see someone else write something and realize, I have to explain all of this stuff now. They have no possible way of knowing. So,
right. Yeah, and I think you're right. It is sort of that you're a control freak, sort of that you're not. So then April comes, we work on the marketing plan for Alive, which is technically the marketing plan for the Generations trilogy.
Yep.
With the folks at Del Rey, who are fantastic.
Super fun folks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they're very committed. We toss back and forth a whole bunch of ideas. We come up at that point with the idea to create physical spears. Mm-hmm. Which we actually don't do until the next month, but a whole bunch of things that we go back and forth with, a really collaborative, fun, creative relationship that we have with them. So that was the non-word mind stuff. And then in the word minds, and people are going to be amazed, this was back in April, you did the final primary edit on Earthcore.
Oh, that's right.
But okay. then it went out to Secret Agents, and then, yeah, so you would think it'd be out by now, but it went to Secret Agents, and then the Generations trilogy is on a rapid production release cycle. So anyway, it's still not out, but first quarter of next year is what I'm hoping.
Okay.
Because we're almost done.
First quarter 2016.
But that's what you did for most of April was marketing for Live and editing Earthcore.
This is crazy. I totally forgot. I completely forgot I did Earthcore too.
I almost am afraid to say that. So the junkies are like, wait, what? April? The final edit was done in April?
Yes.
But
yes.
Then it goes to Secret Agents after that. So your final deep dive edit was in April, but then there's a lot of work from there.
Mm-hmm.
In May, we did go to Thingergy, which is Frank Ippolito's shop in L.A.
Oh, Frank Ippolito?
You've never heard of him?
The guy who's in the credits in Star Wars?
Yeah,
he's Force Awakens?
The lead puppet fabricator.
Oh,
head
puppet fabricator for Star Wars Force Awakens? I've never heard of him.
Fun, though, what he did, and this is a small spoiler for anybody listening. So if you have not yet seen The Force Awakens, this is a tiny non-plot related spoiler. Mm-hmm. But give me 30 seconds, scoot forward 30 seconds and come back. But he did, there's a scene where there's the, it's not a chess game. What is it?
It's a monster-y chess game.
Yeah, it's a monster-y chess game. And it looks a little holographic. It looks a little, but that's actually stop camera animation, and mm-hmm. those were real clay live dudes, and Frank made those. And
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Super fun. So we went to Thingergy and spent a day and a half there. It was super duper fun. He was really, really nice to have us in. There's also a video of that I'll link you.
Took him to McDonald's for the secret menu.
You guys might have found the most fun.
Yes, we did air, land, and sea, and we mm-hmm. did a surf and turf. And we made up one, two if by land, one if by sea, which was our own thing.
Which is what?
That's two quarter pounders with a filet fish in between them. Yes. And you smash it down super flat, and then you eat it. It was delicious.
None of that is for me. Nope.
Frank's down with the secret menu, man.
Yeah, he took the whole shop except for me, because I was like, I can't do any of that. And I forget what I was doing.
We left you holding a spear.
Yeah, it was something, but I also had to watch the dog.
I had to watch the dog, yes. I like the story. We left you holding a spear so the glue head would dry. That'd be bad. Why we went and did the secret menu. But that was dope. Okay, that was mm-hmm. okay. So it sounds so far like I've had a pretty good 2015.
Mm-hmm. Then at the end of May, we go for the very first time, but what will certainly not be the last time, to Phoenix Comic Con.
Phoenix Comic Con was great.
It was great. It was really, really fun. The literary track or author track or writing track, I don't know what it's called, is
Mike Cole, Peter V. Brett, Sam Sykes.
Pierce Brown.
Pierce Brown.
You were on a panel with Andrea Collins, which was super fun.
Yes, and then, gosh darn it, the guy with the beard. The guy with the beard.
Kevin Hurt?
Nope, I did hang out with Kevin Hearn. And I just finished first book in Kevin Hearn's Iron Druid series, which was dope. The guy with the beard.
Patrick Rothfuss.
I need to hang out with Patrick Rothfuss. Why am I drawing a blank? He wrote the Star Wars book.
Chuck Wendig. Are you kidding me?
I just had a brain fart on Chuck Wendig.
Delilah S. Dawson
was there. We got to hang out with them, do a podcast with them. So many super fun people. there. It was great.
And it was a really, really well curated track, and the panels were great and the moderators were great. Mysterious Galaxy from here in San Diego does all the book bookstore stuff there. Okay. So it was super duper fun.
If you guys are into fantasy sci-fi books and you're looking to go do a con over a weekend, Phoenix Comic Con, highly recommended.
Yeah, and all the authors, super accessible. So we did that.
I helped Mike Cole rob a bank.
Nope, you didn't do any of that.
Because he knows security. Mike Cole's an author, and he does cop stuff in New York, and he knows security. I helped him rob a bank.
The only things that you said there were true were Mike Cole is an author. That's actually his name. And he, quote unquote, knows security.
You can't prove we robbed a bank.
You know what? I can prove you didn't.
I don't think that's possible. Mm. All right. What else we got going on with that Phoenix
Comic-Con? I'll say that we definitely can't wait to go back to Phoenix Comic-Con. And we had this year, Nelson McClintock, Junkie, who actually lives in Colorado, ended up in Phoenix at Phoenix Comic-Con. It was super fun. Mm-hmm. So then in June, it's another, I want to say, a quote unquote, quiet month. This is another thing that's definitely getting me in trouble. But you spend, we do quite a lot of planning for the Generations Trilogy marketing. You do interviews, stuff like that. The Harveys, JP and Steph, and the littlest junkie, who isn't a baby anymore.
CB's not the littlest junkie anymore.
They visit the Lair of Doom. They're some of the first, not the only junkies who've been here, but
they did
some
visit
of the first.
All them, and by the way, CB is initials for crack baby.
Yeah.
The old days of the crack.
He's not really, really quite so babyish anymore. And then you work on, this is also going to come back to haunt me. John Vizcar, if you're listening, don't sass me about this. You finished the primary final edit on The Rider.
Oh, Jesus.
In June.
What?
But again, then it goes out to secret agents. Then it goes out to proofreaders.
So far in this year, I wrote Alive, Earthcore, and The Rider.
Well, don't get excited. And a David Brin story. But don't get too excited because I think The Rider you actually wrote in 2014.
Okay.
And Earthcore, obviously, you wrote before that, too. But Earthcore was a pretty hefty rewrite.
A whole draft of those things, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so you do that and edit, which is easy. Edit Kissy Man because another new Kissy Man story will go into Fire is Orange, which is also hopefully coming out in 2016. We are waiting for we have to wait for some licensing things that we're allowed to publish Hunter Hunterson, so it couldn't come out this year.
For those of you who don't know, that's our short story collections. We have Blood is Red, Bones are White, Fire is Orange will be the next one out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Popsicles are Purple, I think.
Well, that's not good.
It's not that scary, unless you find out the popsicles are made with fly guts.
None of that is true.
That's terrifying.
None of that is true. July. Nothing happened in July. Oh, wait. All the things happened in July.
What happened in July?
Well, on the 8th.
This is like, it's your life, Scott Sigler. You may not remember this person from the third grade, but she's here to tell you all about your final exams. And I'm like, what? This all happened? This is amazing. It's sort of a New England fresh off the boat from Birmingham.
Yes. Okay.
It's a good English game show voice is what I
see.
It's your life, Scott Sigler.
So on the 8th of July, we got permission from Del Rey. Again, the coolest people. They're very fun to work with, very nice to work with.
I love them.
To have for sale early if you came in person to the Alive launch party, which we did on the 8th of July here at the Lair.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, we had a party right here.
Yeah, we did.
Taco truck. We had a taco truck
in
our joint.
We had a taco cart.
Taco cart.
In our joint. Not a whole truck. I mean, it's big, but it's not that big.
Those tacos were amazing.
They were super fun. We had too many tacos.
We did not have too many tacos. We
had tacos
for
days.
We had tacos for days. Literally for days, as in like 14 days, to the point where I'm like looking up, when does taco meat technically go bad?
Well, I froze a bunch of that.
Oh,
because
that's why it was so good. Okay.
Because then the following day, so we have that party, launch party at the Lair of Doom, which is the first time we open it up to everybody, anybody. Mm. Some folks from Comic-Con come, lots of junkies come, your whole team from Del Rey who are out for Comic-Con.
Oh, that's right. They
came
too.
Super fun.
It's great.
So we have the launch party, and then the next day, San Diego Comic-Con starts.
Oh, we went to San Diego Comic-Con, too. I forgot about
Holy
that.
Holy cow. There are cosplayers who cosplay as M and Bishop,
yep.
who show up at San Diego Comic-Con. You do a whole bunch of, you get a couple of panels, a whole bunch of signings, I think maybe a reading. I can't remember, but it's busy, busy week. I also have other work to do for my other clients, but it results in me getting to meet Commander Hadfield.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Hadfield, which is super fun.
Okay.
I have a selfie that's ridiculous and fun and makes me very happy with him because I was trying to take a picture and he was like, don't you want to be in the picture? It was really fun. So we do that. And then that's like the 9th through the 12th. And then we fly to Chicago. And on the 14th, which is the release day for Live, the 14th of July, we start... the book tour.
Oh, yeah, we did a book tour.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
So at that point, we'd been essentially running for a whole week on fumes already because we had prepped for the launch party. We didn't make the tacos. We hired in the tacos.
The taco cart came. Phenomenal. Do you remember the name of the taco cart company?
It's San Diego Taco Cart.
San Diego Taco Cart or Corp?
Cart.
San Diego Taco Cart. Cannot recommend them highly enough.
Yeah, it was really, really good and really fun. But we leave right after San Diego Comic-Con, go on the book tour. The book tour, so obviously starts in San Diego at the...
that was a good book tour. No, I remember some of it. That was really good.
Chicago, Cincinnati, Brooklyn, Houston, Denver, Portland, Minneapolis.
I got attacked by an eagle in Brooklyn.
Didn't.
Yeah, there's a picture of it on the Instagram.
I think it's a cockatoo, and he didn't get attacked.
Cockatiegle, maybe.
No, it wasn't cockatoo. There's not a thing called a
cockatoo. I have 28 stitches on the right side of my neck.
No, you don't.
Battle with a rock. It was a rock.
You want to say that that's the case because the picture of you is like, oh my God, what's happening?
And I don't remember the lady's name, but she's a big fan. Ma'am, if you're listening, your eagle was nice. Except for the scoring with the claw, the raptor claw down my neck. That was no good. Lana.
None of that happened. But what did happen is we saw a huge amount of junkies we never met before. We had a great, great time. Every store was great. We didn't have one bad experience with either the bookstores or the bars
afterwards, great bars.
Pub crawls, whatever.
Did I eat any bad food or was I okay through the whole thing?
No, the whole thing. I mean, you ate too much. Like when we went to Houston, we got there a little bit early because we would go book reading, bar, back to the hotel.
Yep.
And then wake up at 6 a.m. to fly to the next place. So we had a couple of, I did map questing wrong to get from, I think, Chicago to Cincinnati. That was longer than I thought. But other than that, we didn't really have any trouble until, I think it was right around Denver, the sniffles set in.
Oh.
And then we go Denver, Portland, and then Minneapolis. It's a weeknight that Minneapolis happens, and we're done a little bit early. And I'm like, guess what? You're done with your book tour. Big party. And what was the party? What was the big party treat I gave you?
It was the NyQuil party.
Yeah. I was like, here's a big party for you. You can take this NyQuil to your room.
No, you guys, she was talking like, listen, I know this is tough on you. I know you got to be on point every day, and we're both flying or driving or whatever. But listen, she's like, bro, just get through all this. On the last night when you're done, I'll take you out. We'll go drinking. You're not responsible for anything. We'll just go big and you can celebrate a good book and a good tour. And that's what kept me going through the whole thing. And then the final night, we both were just too, I'm like, I was Danny Glover. I'm getting too old for this shit. And I was like, my God, I don't feel so, this is terrible. And she busts out like two bottles of NyQuil. I was like, whoop-a!
Yay, party at the end of your book tour.
And then the flight out the next day wasn't until noon. So it was like 14 hours of straight sleep.
Yeah. I'm like, that's how you know how to party like a rock star.
That's how gangster I roll. Kid Rock, step aside. I'm going to show you the real McCoy right now.
Exactly.
Sleep for 14 straight hours on NyQuil, and it was glorious. I was in bed by like 10. It was amazing.
Yeah. So then, end of July, so you recover from your cold, unwind from Alive. There's still a few more interviews, things like that. End of July, beginning of August, you go to the podcast movement in Fort Worth, Texas,
where you
are one of the 10.
I forgot about that.
10 inaugural inductees into the Podcast Hall of Fame.
That's shaping up to be a good year.
Yeah, Mer Lafferty also inducted inaugural.
Mer and I, we dressed hot Haute Couture. How do we pronounce that crap?
Haute Couture.
Haute Couture. I'm from Sheboygan, you people. And we looked darn good. We are all gussied up in our black and white. She had this crazy black and white gown. I got a tux to kind of go with
it. Zebra striped, yeah.
Zebra striped tux, which you people will see again. Super fun.
Yeah.
Did a stand and repeat? Is that what that is called?
Step and repeat.
Step and repeat. So we got pictures of that?
Yeah, I'll put that in the show notes too.
Okay. It was super fun. Mm-hmm. It was super fun.
And then
they did a great job. Podcast Movement did a great job. Gary, Podcast Pickle Gary did a great job. It was a really super fun event. And that was where in Texas?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth was a cool little town. I dug it.
Yeah. That was also, you were recovered from your cold. You had launched the book. You'd done so much. And then I don't know how it happened, but you said, I drink a lot of scotch. You don't drink a lot of bourbon. I'm like, I've had bourbon. You want to? And we were having dinner at a steakhouse, and I was like, let's have bourbon. Mm-hmm. You had too much bourbon.
It happens from time to time.
Yeah. So a few weeks later, at the end of the month, you get invited somehow on the Twitters. Don't really know what happens, but you apply to do a tweet up.
I forgot about that.
At Stennis Space Center in Mississippi.
Holy cats.
So you fly into New Orleans. Mississippi, Stennis Space Center is literally like right across the river from, or the water from New Orleans. So you fly into New Orleans, get to stay in New Orleans. One night you go stay at Stennis, out there by Stennis Space Center, and get to watch a rocket engine test, I think it is.
Yeah. RJ-25, I believe. But got to watch a rocket test.
Yeah.
Super fun. Got to meet a bunch of cool people.
Including Mae Jemison, right? I think, right? I forget, you met an astronaut.
Yeah. Yes. So I got to get a picture of Mae Jemison. I was very fanboyed out, and I did not represent very well. I was like, holy shit, that's an astronaut, you guys.
Awesome.
You guys, that's an astronaut. I was much cooler meeting the former WWE, when it was WWF, women's champion of the world, Deborah. So I met a big space fan, actually, so... That was cool.
Yeah, the tweet up is such a cool
meeting
idea.
Meeting the astronaut was a little bit too much for me. It was overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So, but Stennis Space Center, it's cool. Rocket test was just, that's an enormous amount of power coming off of that thing. Like, it was great. We made a video of that, too, so we can link to that. You guys are going to have, like, 15, 20 minutes worth of stuff to watch if you come and check out all the links. It's super fun.
So then September, as ever, brings us to Atlanta to Dragon Con.
Dragon Con's a fun time.
Yeah, it was a fun time, and so that one was really fun. You did a handful of, you did more stuff in the horror track, which was great. Met a lot of writers I hadn't met before.
Correct.
Because that's a different track. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. It's also, in August, sometimes a rough walk between those two tracks, because one's at the Hilton and the other's way up at the Westin, and they're all the way sort of at the opposite ends of the con.
Okay.
But it was pretty mild. It wasn't so bad.
Nope. Good con. Everything went pretty well.
And then at the end of September, all this while you're writing A Light.
Yes. First or second draft of A Light, I'm not sure.
Or third or fourth, maybe.
Maybe.
We also then go at the end of the month to... back up to LA, do some networking, and go to the Kids versus Monsters premiere.
Yes.
Which was super fun. That's Mallory Amir, who had produced the Alive trailer, works for Dark Dunes Productions. They put out Kids versus Monsters. It's a kids movie. Super fun.
It was really fun, though.
That's
the first movie premiere I have ever been to, and it was great.
It was really, really fun. All the things that you think. Like, we got to meet the cast. We got to meet Anna Akana, who you'd been working with. She did a video with the Spears.
Yes. Big giant YouTube star, and just awesome.
And she was in the movie, so we got to meet her. Taco's there, too.
Yeah, there was tacos there. They were not San Diego Taco Cart.
No, but there were churros there.
There were churros, and they were good.
Yeah. But that was actually super fun, and we were so... it was such a fun, exciting invite, and because we didn't have any work to do. It was just to go and experience that, and it was super fun.
Yeah,
first red carpet, I think.
So there's a whole lot of L.A. this year.
Oh, yeah, a whole lot of L.A.
Three or four trips up to L.A., which is part of the reason for me relocating to San Diego in the first place, is we're trying to get into TV, we're trying to get into movies, and the ability to fly in from San Francisco, it's an hour flight, so it's super convenient, but still got to get a car, still got to do the hotel and all that stuff. This is just, we drive up, boom, we can drive back down, hang out, whatever. It's all good.
October brings us back to Las Vegas for the 5th annual Sigler Fest.
That was a good time. I remember Sigler Fest.
Go Sig or go home.
Go Sig or go home. That was great. Really, we had the biggest Sigler Fest we've ever had. Mm-hmm. Most people signed up, most people there. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of, it was really, really fun.
Yeah, it was super duper fun. And we had no casualties that I know of.
No.
And we are going to do, we'll talk a little bit about in what's coming in 2016. I did informal polling of everybody there because now we've been at the Orleans, I think it's 4 years running. Uh-huh. And I don't want people to think it's stale, but everybody's like, please don't change anything. Please don't change it.
We had a marriage proposal. Our first ever marriage proposal at Sigler Fest, I think so. We had our first ever birth announcement at a Sigler Fest where they announced to their...
Well, a baby announcement.
Baby announcement. Announced to their family and all their people by taking pictures with a baby Kraken.
Yeah, with a T-shirt that showed a little baby Kraken. Yeah, they are such great people.
A lot of crazy stuff going on. It was a really good.
And
really
I think it was the first child who had been conceived at Sigler Fest showed
true.
Up at Sigler Fest. She's an adorable tiny child.
Yes, it was her second Sigler Fest, I think.
Is it her second? Oh yeah, that's true. Because the year before she came with giant headphones to go to karaoke.
Okay. So there's a lot of. A lot of love going on at Sigler Fest. Clearly, it's a big loving event, anyways. But not just love, procreation. Now Sigler Fest is about procreation.
Now I'm getting uncomfortable.
We should just switch the whole theme next year.
Nope. So moving on, in November we go up to LA. This is the biggest trip we make to LA. We do all sorts of work. We meet with ABC Signature Studios.
Yep.
Which was super fun because that was on the Walt Disney lot.
Yes, that was great.
So literally you get to the guard shack and they're like, when you get to Goofy, make it right. That's a real thing.
And though we've been at this game for a while, we're still new enough to be like, dude, we're having a meeting on the Disney lot.
But to be
this
fair.
This is great. And just the meeting itself was a win. That was a big deal.
Absolutely. And to be fair, right when we were leaving the meeting, the guy we're meeting with, he says, okay, look, before you get on the elevator, walk down that hallway to the right.
There's
original Tron props. And he was just as excited. So it isn't just us. He works there every day and he was excited.
Yeah, it was a Tron helmet. There's a Tron disc. It was great. So that place is just, it is a place of magic. Let's be honest with ourselves. So we're definitely planning on getting back there. And a little bit more, we're after a little bit more than just having the meeting. And I think in 2016, we're looking to see if we can get something going, but we'll see how it happens, see how it works.
Yeah, see how it happens. So it's the only thing we can do, but we're plugging along. So that was, we were there for a week. We met with Amy Berg. We did a whole bunch of things. We saw some friends. We did some networking. Mm-hmm. You met with Derek, who writes on The Flash, things like that.
Warehouse 13, yeah. Mm-hmm. Derek's super cool. Derek introduced us to an awesome sushi restaurant that was just killer.
We're so hayseed. We were like, all right. Should we go back to that place we were at two nights ago because it was so yummy? And we did.
It was great.
And then I think you also recorded at the beginning. No, it must have been before that. But you recorded the reporter earlier than that. And the reporter came out and we're obviously podcasting that right now. But you also recorded the detective audiobook in November.
Okay.
And then in December, you've been working on Alone. We had a gigantic Christmas sale where we sold the first 4 paperbacks in the GFL series for a group price of a set price of $20.
That jumped up a notch.
Holy cats. That got away from us.
We're really good at throwing a sale, except it's us. So unless we plan ahead and we're bringing in help, we did all that wrapping, all that packing, all that shipping.
Well, right. And I mean, we do that all the time. When the last time we had the new t-shirts came out, I think 4 came out at a time, and I knew that we would need extra help, and we got help in here to work on that. But I think we just thought, well, these books, the paperbacks have been out for, like, nothing is new in that gift set. None of that. It wasn't like, well, now we're adding The Champion, it just came out in paperback. Mm-hmm. Well, nothing like that. So I guess we didn't think that we'd sell over 100 copies, and we sold 135 or something like that sets.
135 sets.
Ooh, that's a
and
lot
then
of books.
That generated a bunch of other stuff. And the people were like, well, as long as I'm shopping, I'll get all this. So it was a lot of packing.
Right. And then today is Wednesday, December 30th. And what happened yesterday?
I don't know.
Really? Yesterday?
I don't know.
We had an audiobook come out. Do you know which one?
The detective came out yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you had recorded that in November. Steve Rickenberg took it and knocked it out of the park, worked super hard to get it done. Mm-hmm. And we submitted it hoping that it would hopefully maybe come out by the end of the year. But it's, you know, they're busy. Everybody's busy. And they do a pretty comprehensive QA at Audible. And it was perfect. And
it's up.
Because that's the kind of work that Steve does. And it came out. It published yesterday.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So
very cool.
If you wanted a little New Year's present to yourself, if you still have a few days off of work, you can get that at Audible or iTunes or...
I read it. It's read by me.
Yeah. Yeah. People, you narrate it.
Some people aren't entirely thrilled that we have other narrators, although our other narrators are pretty dope. I narrate this one.
Yes. Yeah. And,
I've heard early Oscar buzz.
Well, that's not how that works.
I heard early Oscar buzz that I'm getting nominated for an Oscar. For best narrator of an audiobook, Oscar 2016. I'm not going to say no. I mean, it's nice to be nominated.
You have to be in a movie. You're not getting nominated
for anything.
It's
an exemption. It's that good. That's how good this book is.
No more mixed drinks
during the
podcast.
They made an exemption.
No more podcast mixed
drinks. I don't need to have any mixed drinks to come up with this stuff. This
is... Well, that's a good point, isn't it? So that is our... So tomorrow is the last day of the year. We're done with the sale. You're working on a loan. And then in 2016...
Oh, geez.
I know. We're going to talk...
We're not doing anything in 2016, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's okay. I won't remember any of it anyways.
I'm looking up all the...
all the stuff that we're going to be doing.
All the stuff that we need to be doing. Yeah. So there's... a handful of things that are coming in 2015 that are important to note.
2016, yes.
Dadgummit, that are important to note.
Okay.
One is, as you heard, we are done. We're now in principal production on Earthcore, the ebook and audiobook.
Earthcore ebook, audiobook. Mm-hmm.
The writer as an ebook. We're hoping to get the audiobook done, but you have to read that because it's a GFL novel. So we're gonna.
That is something else.
Have to figure that out. We will publish A Light, comes out on April 5th. Del Rey puts that out.
That audiobook is in production too.
And Alone comes out on October 26th. So it's a busy year for publications.
At least four.
Yeah, you also have a John Joseph Adams anthology.
So book wise, Earthcore, The Rider, Alone, A Light. A Light. Alone, Earthcore, The Rider, the John Joseph Adams thing. There might be a Jonathan Mayberry thing. Why don't you handle this part of the business? Because I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I just got excited.
Hang on one sec.
Because it's like we don't do anything around here. I don't want people to think that we're resting on our laurels. I know what you guys are thinking. Scott, since you won that Oscar, things have just, you don't work as hard as you used to. And why should I?
None of that is a thing.
I won an Oscar, damn it. Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Well,
palling around. We're palling around down at the hotel bar, hanging out, buying people shots. You know how we do. He's into that, you know, he's into Jaeger, which is not my big thing. But, you know, I got him going to the Peppermint Schnapps. I think he would love that quite a bit.
And junkies, that is Scott Sigler riffing so I can call up his appearances for next year. I should be more prepared in the future. Trust me.
Yeah, you know what? Give my boy Tony Hopkins a call. We'll hang out sometime.
T-Dog.
T-Dog Hopkins. We're pals.
Don't call him T-Dog. Nobody calls him
T-Dog. Sir T-Dog. My bad.
Sir T-Dog. So... there's a few things that we need to note. First, I'll go over the appearances. For next year, these are already committed. In March, the 25th through the 27th, you'll be at WonderCon in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
The 7th through the 10th of April. April 7th through 10th, mm-hmm. you'll be at Emerald City Comic Con in Seattle, Washington.
Glorious Seattle, Washington.
Invited
Lovely.
Guests there, yeah.
Fabulous.
In May, on the 14th, you'll be at BookCon in Chicago, Illinois.
A bunch of my BookTuber friends are going to that. I'm excited. It should be fun.
Should be super fun. In June, the 2nd through the 5th, you'll be at Phoenix Comic Con in Phoenix, Arizona, of course.
Good.
July, you'll be at San Diego Comic Con. That's July 21st through 24th.
Okay.
Currently, you don't have anything scheduled in August. Woo. no events committed or scheduled in August. September 2nd through the 5th, you'll be at Dragon Con again in Atlanta, Georgia.
The best. Dragon Con rules.
In October, we will be at the Orleans Hotel and Casino for the 6th annual Sigler Fest. Sigler Fest 2K16 at the Orleans, October 6th through
you guys,
the 9th.
You guys, if you're even listening to this at this point, 30 minutes into our year in review, you're into the culture of Siglerism and Empty Set. You should absolutely plan on going to Sigler Fest. It is awesome. Go join the Facebook group, Sigler. Look for Sigler Junkies on Facebook, and just go in there. Just plop in and say, "Should I go to Sigler Fest?" and see if anybody responds.
Now, the Sigler Fest or Sigler Junkies is a closed group, but that's just right. So that we can keep out the spammers. So, if you want to join, just go in, click you'd like to join. There's a bunch of admins; shouldn't take any time at all. There's no quiz, nothing like that.
Yep.
So do that. Then ask your Sigler Fest question. I will say now. I say it a million times a year, but I'll say it right now. I'll start early. The registration for Sigler Fest 2K16 should open sometime in January. That's just a few weeks away.
Okay.
It's at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. It's Thursday night through Sunday morning. And technically, we only do programming on the Friday and the Saturday. But you should show up early because we go to the movies on Thursday night, hang out at the bar, get silly. And then Friday and Saturday, we have programming during the day. We do bowling. We do karaoke. Bowling Friday night, karaoke on Saturday night. Sunday morning, no official programming, but we all go to the bar and watch, which I'm hoping there'll be a new sports
foosball.
Bar.
We'll watch, the football. Yeah.
They're doing some remodeling at the Orleans, so I don't know which will be the sports bar, but I'm going to guess we could watch football in Vegas.
I'm going to guess so. We could all take over the sports book.
Yeah. Well, we could. And November and December, at the moment, nothing scheduled for November and December. That's kind of outside of con season. I do know that this year we had a open house in July. We had a live launch party open house in July of this year. We're going to have a Christmas party in December of 2016.
Sweet.
So I have a year to plan for it. And
that's a year. That's a year for people to plan their present for me.
Wow. Wow.
That's a long time. You got time to save up.
Holy
cats. You got time
to look at that ego.
You got time to research
all
that goes into the essence of moi and find the perfect present for me for Christmas 2016.
Look, if anybody out there is looking for the perfect gift for Scott Sigley, you should email me at info@mtset.com. I'll set you straight. No worries.
We're getting a Christmas party there. That's going to be awesome. I'm going to come up with a Santa costume and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. I got to find, you know what? I might have a cousin who might show up for that.
Oh, I knew that was coming. and then I think we're kind of done with the year in review now that we've done that. I will say that we have Fire's Orange, the next collection of short stories coming out in 2016. The writer finally, I won't tell you exactly when because I do not know. And I'm
GFL
tired of,
novella that is as long as a novel, the writer with Polly Cooley. Yes.
Tired of not actually doing what I say I'll do. So I'll say 2016, we'll get it out.
Okay.
Earth Core, 2016, we'll get it
186,000 words of Earth Core. That's a lot of pages, people. It's a 760-page novel.
Yeah. And of course, A Light on April 5th.
Yep.
And Alone on October 26th.
Correctamundo.
And that,
Did you tally up how many miles I traveled?
I did. I was going to say, that is everything I have to say, except for the Quizalicious quiz.
Oh, I get the quiz. All right, here we go. As you guys have already guessed, I couldn't remember doing half this stuff, so I'm probably not going to do very well in the quiz. Can I phone a friend? Because I got T-Dog on speed dial.
Can't do any of that.
Sir T-Dog.
Just one sec. Okay.
Here we go.
So, how many miles do you think that you travel? Now, here's the catch for you. And junkies playing at home, you're not going to be able to guess this yourself, because this will include the trip you made in the summer to see your family in Memphis.
Okay.
And it'll also include that crazy trip you make every winter to see your mom and pops
in the Florida. The most remote part of Florida.
Yes.
That friggin' Ponce de Leon could not reach at this point with airline travel. That's how remote this thing is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, including those, how many unique trips do you think that was? This is including driving to LA.
Unique trips?
Yeah.
Seven?
Wow. close, but 17.
17. Okay. Well, there was a seven in it. And then, do I guess how many miles?
You do.
2,000 miles.
Try again.
2,500 miles.
The closest you can get without going over, you win the whole showcase showdown. Make one more guess.
4,000 miles. Sounds like a lot of distance.
32,152 miles.
Wait, that's crazy. Well, who does that?
You.
Well, that's my foreign policy, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, now that's flying.
I traveled 32,000 miles. Me and Carly Fiorina, we made some trips together. Traveling is not an objective. I don't even know what her line was. It was a great line. But I digress. That's a lot of travel.
Yes.
It's like, I bet, like Joe Rogan miles, although Joe's probably like 90,000 with all his MMA stuff, but it's a lot of traveling, dude.
It's a lot of traveling. So here's the big thing. Maybe people will have seen this during my talking about the appearances in 2016. Mm-hmm. One thing that's not on there.
Book tour.
Book tour.
Book. There's no book tour this year.
There's no book tour. We have a book coming out in April with Del Rey. We have a book coming out in October with Del Rey.
Mm-hmm.
Can't mount two book tours and go to all these cons. And you've been invited to a bunch of cons. Gets us to places we don't normally go.
Yep.
Gets people a chance to go there and still see other things.
And I got to write. I got, you know, the 2 weeks on the road, so a long effing time.
Yeah. And it would be at least 2 weeks if we did that. And with Alone coming out so close to a light, no book tours for the first time ever for a hardcover book release.
Yep.
But it's also the most cons you've been to in one calendar year ever.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody has something going on in November, let us know. We're still not booked for that.
I have something going in November. NyQuil. That's what I'm coming.
I was going to say, anybody have anything in February? Let us know that too. But no NyQuil for you in February.
NyQuil. Because
you'll be writing.
Well, that wrap up our 2015 year in review?
It does. You have to say thank you, Junkies.
I do say thank you. I say thank you, A. Kovacs, A. Real Girl, the director of Doom herself, because that was a lot. All that travel is you. Booking all that, scheduling all that, making it all happen, and still getting all the scheduling me for the writing. We had a couple of things, both of us slide from 2015 to 2016,
sure,
which we're
going
to get
happen.
On. These things happen, but it looks like 2016 is going to be a humdinger of a year is what it looks like.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Thank you, Junkies. And that's all I have to say.
Yeah, we will see you in the new year, and you guys stay safe. Have a good New Year's Eve, which this will come out the day after New Year's Eve. So if you didn't have a good New Year's Eve, you might not hear it.
I hope you didn't puke. That's my wish.
I hope you don't puke.
I hope I don't puke. So that's it.
Come back on Sunday to get some...
Reporter?
The reporter, yeah.
And we will talk to you all...
In the new year.
You have been listening to the Friday Fix. Content in this broadcast is copyright of Empty Set Entertainment. For more information on author Scott Sigler and for free weekly audio fiction, visit scottsigler.com. Theme music is the song City of Angels by The Distillers off the album Sing Sing Death House.